Broadcasting here for 40 years. This is WFSI Annapolis.
WFSI presents Community Involvement.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Dwayne Keenan. Redistricting is coming, and here to talk about it is Maryland Young Republican Chair Brian Griffiths. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
Well, of course, you're looking at it from the Republican view, but someone has said that it's not just gerrymandering, it's gerrymeandering because the lines meander all over the place. In trying to protect the political jobs of incumbent white male Democrats, have they also risked the wrath of those who have traditionally been their supporters? African Americans, I understand Latinos and Asians are upset as well.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things, as you mentioned, was an effort to protect the incumbent Democrats in the congressional delegation. And a lot of the districts were drawn in such a way as to put specific pieces of Maryland in specific districts to stay with specific members of Congress. Congressman Hoyer, for example, lives in Southern Maryland, but insists that College Park, his alma mater, be included in his legislative district. Congressman Sarbanes lives in Baltimore County, but insisted that Annapolis be part of his district, which is why we wound up with a meandering district that we discussed earlier that just meanders about the state. And that's the problem, is that when you get politicians involved, when you get somebody who has national ambitions involved, you wind up with districts that are catering to specific politicians instead of specific people. Instead of constituents choosing their representatives, representatives are choosing their constituents, and they're trying to do this in a way to continue to stay in office and maximize their power. And regardless of what party you belong to, it's not right, and we should have districts that are representative and fairly drawn in order to represent all of the people of the state of Maryland.
Wouldn't it be easier just for them to move?
It would be. However, that's not, of course, how they see it. You know, a lot of politicians don't want to be inconvenienced by picking up and moving. They are more than perfectly happy to have these districts which really don't pass the eye test to a normal human being who's not involved in the political process. They would much rather have districts that meander and meet their political needs than have districts that are actually truly representative of the people and provide people with the fairest representation possible.
Now, the Republican Party has been accused of not being very friendly to minorities, but I find it ironic that the minority community would get a better break from some of the plans that have been proposed by Republicans. The GOP plans have three districts, I believe it is, for minorities, and the Democrats' plan only has two.
That's correct. You know, the districts, the Fairlines proposal, which is available at fairlinesmd.org, if any of you listeners want to view that, those districts were drawn in a way to keep geographic areas together, to keep communities of interest together, and to not have these lines that just meander all over the place. They're lines that were drawn in a fair and equitable way to be representative of the population. So that, for example, here in Anne Arundel County, where we have not had an elected member of Congress in 20 years, this plan would make it easier to have a member of Congress who's representative of the interests of Anne Arundel County. All of the districts in the Fairlines proposal are drawn in a way which respect geographic principles, which respect communities of interest, and are not drawn in a way to protect any particular member of Congress or protect any special interest. Even under the GOP plan, Congressman Harris will be drawn out of his district as an incumbent Republican. So these lines were drawn in a way that really emphasizes compactness and fairness. And they're much more representative of the people of Maryland than the plan that the governor's committee has introduced.
Well, you spoke at one of the hearings.
Yes.
And you told us a little bit about what you had to say there. What was your impression of what others had to say at the hearing?
Well, a lot of the impression that I got was that people, the hearings were both for the congressional and the legislative redistricting plan. The legislative redistricting plan will take place, will be introduced in January. But a lot of people said a lot of the same things, that they were frustrated about the meandering lines of the 2002 plan, which means they're certainly not happy with the current plan. And they wanted to keep communities of interest together and lines that are actually representative of the people of Maryland. But one of the other concerns that I had, and as well as many others had, was the fact that the committee, the redistricting committee that was appointed by the governor, was nothing more than a sideshow designed to give the appearance of political participation. So many people in that room said that the committee was not going to listen to their interests and that maps had already been drawn up and that the maps would not be reflective of the testimony that was given by those who participated in the hearing process, but more so by the political realities and the political diktat laid down by the Maryland Democratic Party and Governor O'Malley. And I think it would be fair to say that a lot of those folks today probably feel reasonably justified with that assessment, and I know certainly I do.
The opinions expressed on community involvement are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service.
For 40 years, this has been WFSI Annapolis.